And just like that, a face against a crowd. Though I am not to fight alone against this hive mind look.
Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Canadian jazz pianist and composer James McGowan on the 2026 album Threads of Fate. This is his 10th album as a leader and the third featuring his James McGowan Ensemble, which is a 14-piece ensemble that combines horns, strings, and rhythm section, building upon the large-scale vision of the JME concept albums Reaching In back in 2023 and Reaching Out in 2024. Threads of Fate dives deeper into dramatic storytelling through its collaboration with Kingdom Theater in a physical theater production. It premiered at the National Arts Center in Ottawa in 2025, and it explores a contemporary telling of the Greek mythological tale of the three goddesses of fate. It's a fascinating story. Enjoy this interview. Well, hey, it's great to connect. Thank you again for taking a minute out. I'm looking forward to getting into Threads of Fire, so thank you again.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. No, this is a thrill.
So let's begin our journey with, you know, kind of what's going on in the world right now. You know, America is undulating a lot of wacky things. And, you know, I'm asking musicians, how much of what you're doing and creating and giving to the world right now as an artist, how much of this is on your mind with what's happening in the world right now? Because we're all looking for art to be comfortable, to kind of escape the headlines, to feel connected. How much of living through this is a part of your thought process?
Oh, man, that's a great question, because this particular project and, you know, other projects I'm working on really dive into the arts, not as escapism, but as a way of embracing our current situation, kind of as a form of when you do the arts, you're creating and finding a sense of community that when you stand together, fights against the, you know, the different types of oppression that are taking place in different governments and societies that are. And so, yeah, the United States is a case in point. We all know that the United States is in chaos right now. I think different people have very different polarized positions in a very divisive state right now. But I think there's a large majority of musicians who are seeing and feeling that music and the arts is a way of having that sense of community to fight against these types of ways to disrupt our lives.
Yeah. So this is your 10th album. There's a 14-piece group behind you, a pretty large undertaking, Threads of the Fire. So talk to me a little bit about what was the idea? How did all of this kind of come to fruition?
Yeah, and just to clarify, it's Threads of Fate.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah.
It's another four-letter F word.
I guess it's based on probably the doom that we're living here in America right now. It's a Freudian slip.
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea of fate comes about because of... there's the Greek mythology of the three fates, or the three goddesses of fate. Mm-hmm. And I collaborated with a physical theater group. It's a youth group of actors who are based in my hometown here of Ottawa, Canada. They put together with me this collaboration, a story that's without words, that deals with how does one navigate one's life within the Greek mythology of beginning. One fate controls the beginning, one fate controls how you live your life, and one fate controls your death. But that can also be construed of in a modern reconsideration of this as how, you know, there's different forces, government or autocracies that are controlling your lives. So this has underpinnings of how to fight against that and to assert one's independence with the strength of community. So this project came about because of an actual partnership where they want to tell a story and I want to tell a story, and I wrote music as the primary oral means of communicating the story, and they did the theater, the physical theater, mime and dance, as it were. And we told the story for an audience, and then I record this afterwards, as you know, for this album. But it really came about as a partnership to tell a story of how to fight against oppression.
And yeah, and we need that more than ever. So talk to me a little bit about what you're hoping the listener ultimately gets from this album.
Sure. So the partnership came about. The director of the theater is Ekaterina Vetrov, and she wanted to work with a composer slash jazz musician. So when I saw one of her shows and she saw what I was doing, it was like we really 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 wanted to connect. With this being a jazz perspective from her perspective, and as I worked through the materials, I started creating some jazz materials, and jazz wasn't always the right medium in terms of style for some of the expressions, some of the actions and stories that are taking place. So I consider this to be more like jazz adjacent. So I consider it to be more like a jazz classical fusion. And we've talked before, this is one thing that I like to do. I like to explore how classical, how world music, how other styles can interface with jazz to really create a novel approach. I think jazz is a living language, and it doesn't have to be one thing or another. It can be whatever it wants to be. And that's where we went with this. The music really came about because of a goal of telling a story, with jazz as being the fundamental, you know, the ground level of the universe that we're creating, and then we're building from there. The 14-piece ensemble just allows me to have all the colors and possibilities that a large number of colors for a painter to create to use as a palette.
For sure. So I'm curious, in a live setting, how are you presenting this live shows? Anything coming up to visually put this out there?
Yeah. So we, well, first of all, we did this last year, June, actually, just around this time. And we did it in Ottawa. We have our National Arts Center, kind of like, you know, in the States we have, you know, the Kennedy Center. It is the Kennedy Center. So in that, we put on a show that was, the audience was really well received. The musicians just lined the back of the stage, and the actors did the whole thing in the front of the stage. And so that was quite a big undertaking. I would like to do this again, but we thought the first thing we should do is we put a lot of work into making this album. So I wanted to do a listening party. So we're doing a concert where we're just playing excerpts from the album, but we're also playing excerpts from the show with the actors there. So they're going to recreate a lot of the scenes that they did live, and they're also going to show videos of the concert presentation that we did before. So it's a hybrid concert, a hybrid show that we're doing. This is on Father's Day coming up in Ottawa.
Cool. You know, every time we speak, you know, from a media perspective about an album, you've already spent all this time thinking about it, making it, putting it out. It's out. Now you're moving on to the next thing. Are there any other thing? How do you deal in the afterglow during this promotion stage? Are you still looking to the next one? Are you taking a breather and hanging out with this one? How do you do that?
I don't do well with just sitting around right now. I'm on to the next project, and yet I'm still on to the next project from there. So this CD comes about, the album comes about through a year of intense work and then a year of putting it together. So a couple years of hard work. About 12 years ago, I started writing a musical, the musical is a jazz rock musical, but my own story, my own book, my own lyrics. And that's culminating just at the same time. So we're putting that together for release in September. So an original cast album, but more importantly, we're doing the show, a week-long presentation right in Ottawa with a full 12-piece cast and the whole production team. And I'm really excited about this as well.
Right on. So Threads of Fate, if anyone wants to get a physical copy downloaded, is Bandcamp the best place? Because I know it's streaming everywhere.
Bandcamp is, I think your listeners will probably have heard this before, but streaming, sure, we want you to hear our music, but support the artists. Bandcamp is a great way of doing that. There are other ways to purchase albums digitally. I do personally like Bandcamp as a great way of doing that. But I do encourage people to support the artists that they actually want to listen to. But I do think that my music is very unusual, because I think it's jazz adjacent, in a lot of ways. Some the opening track is straight ahead Latin jazz, and other tunes are jazz, but other tunes are all over the place, and I think that really resonates with people. So if you're listening right now and you think that, well, this is just another jazz guy doing something, have a listen, and if you like what you're hearing. I do think you should, put your money where your heart is and see what if you can support the artist that way.
I totally agree. Yeah, and I'm always, that's why I always make a very special way of saying, beyond streaming, because it just doesn't pay the bills. We need to support this jazz community that's so vital to so many things in our lives. So again, James, third time's a charm. Great to catch up with you. Thank you, sir. Best of luck with this release, and I'm sure we'll have our quartet meeting. We'll meet down the line. So it's wonderful to catch up with you.
Thank you very much for your support and for all for the whole jazz community.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Canada, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to James for coming back by the show. If you want to hear more Neon Jazz interviews, you can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to us at YouTube, and for everything Neon Jazz, go to the neonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.